here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of February, 2010. It's the birthday of Renoir, Pierre-Auguste Renoir, born in Limoges, France, in 1841, one of the founders of Impressionism. Enrico Caruso, born on this day, Naples, 1873, worked in factories as a teenager, but he had a beautiful tenor voice, ran away from home to sing, made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 1903. It's the birthday of George Harrison, Liverpool, 1943, the lead guitarist for the Beatles, who wrote the song Here Comes the Sun and many others. The only Beatle to have written an autobiography, it was called I, Me, Mine, came out in 1980 and was dedicated to gardeners everywhere. It's the birthday of Carl Friedrich May, born in Ernstthal, Germany, in 1842, one of the best-selling German writers of all time, whose stories were mostly about the Wild West in America, a place he'd never set foot in when he started writing them. He'd been in prison. He had a nervous breakdown, and he started reading cowboys and Indians stories and started out to write some of his own about a German immigrant named Charlie and his wise Apache chief friend named Veneto. Carl Friedrich had never traveled to America, so he got his information out of guidebooks and maps and travel diaries and made up the rest. His books were very popular in Germany and all over Europe, and they're still popular and still widely read. Carl Friedrich May finally made it to the United States to take a look around in 1908, but only made it as far west as Buffalo, New York. It's the birthday of the novelist and composer Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester, England, 1917, best known for his novel A Clockwork Orange, set in futuristic London. And it was on this day in 1570, Pope Pius V excommunicated Queen Elizabeth I of England and declared that she was the servant of crime and a heretic, and announced that all of her subjects were released from their allegiance to her. It was a decade after the English Parliament had affirmed the Anglican Church's independence from the Roman Catholic Church, at which time Elizabeth had been fairly tolerant of Catholics so long as they worshipped in private. But there were Catholic rebellions in the north of England and in Ireland, and after those, the English government persecuted Catholics, which led to the excommunication, which led to the English rounding up Jesuit priests and killing them. Here's a poem by Ted Kooser entitled In the Alley. In the alley, behind the florist's shop, a huge white garbage truck was parked and idling in a cloud of exhaust. Two men in coveralls and stocking caps, their noses dripping, were picking through the florist's dumpster, and each had selected a fistful of roses. As I walked past, they gave me a furtive, conspiratorial nod, perhaps sensing that I, too, though in my business suit and tie, am a devotee of garbage, an aficionado of the wilted, the shop-worn, and the free, and that I had for days been searching beneath the heaps of worn-out, faded words to find this brief bouquet for you. In the Alley by Ted Kooser, from his collection Valentines, published by University of Nebraska Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.